Hi guys, welcome back. Sorry for the delay in getting another video out. So it's been, I think, a little over a week now. I don't know if you can tell, I'm a bit of a beard growing here. In this video, what I'm going to go over is not so much something that's dedicated just towards the Canon EOS 500D / T1i / KISS X3. Never get bored of saying that. It's actually going to be more general or very, very basic photography terms that you may well have heard already in some of my previous videos, or online on other videos on YouTube or maybe other websites that you read about photography. So the things that we're going to cover are aperture, shutter speed, ISO, and we'll also have a look at white balance as well. Okay, so first one that we'll cover is aperture. Now I've got my Canon EOS 500D here with me, and this has got the 18-55 kit lens, battery grip and the eyepiece extender on, so it may look a little different than yours. Okay, I've currently got mine in AV mode or aperture priority mode, just for the purpose of this video. Now aperture, along with your shutter speed and your ISO, they're the three main components which will have a bearing on your final exposure. They all combine together create your final exposure for your final image. Okay, so in basic terms, how dark or how light it is. Now, looking at aperture first, okay, what I'll do is I'll go to a little bit of a diagram now, and what we'll look at is what we mean by aperture, or what the aperture actually is. Okay, now as you can see on this diagram, the aperture is actually an iris, if you like. I don't know if you've watched Stargate or Stargate SG-1. On the actual Stargate itself, it has the iris that closes, which have these blades which interlock. Okay, that's the aperture. Now, the wider the aperture is, so in this example, if we say f1.2, which is very, very wide open, it's also a very, very expensive lens, f1.2, but and then we also compare it next to f22. Okay, we see a difference in how wide these openings are. This is a very, very basic diagram that I'm showing you, just to give a general idea. Now, the wider the aperture, or the lower the f-stop or f-number, so f1.2, f1.4, 1.8, f2.8 are considered, you know, wide apertures, they let more light in. Okay, and the smaller the aperture is, okay, or the larger the f-stop number, so f16, f22, and so forth, they let less light in. Now, they also have a bearing on your depth of field as well. Now, depth of field, I will do another video on, which is going to be a little bit more detailed. But basically that determines what's actually in focus within the image from back to front. And generally you want a shallow depth of field, say if you're shooting portraits, for example. An example of that would be a picture that I'm showing you now of the European Eagle Owl, which I took recently, which has got quite a shallow depth of field, so it shows the subject in focus and the background out of focus. Okay, so that covers aperture for us. Okay, next what we'll look at is shutter speed. Now, to change either your aperture or your shutter speed on your Canon EOS 500D, it will depend on what mode that you're in. So look back on the tutorial videos to find out how to do that. Now, shutter speed, as I said, has a bearing on your exposure as well. But it also means how fast that shutter actually actuate or works. Now, the shutter has two curtains. So it has the initial curtain and a second curtain which follows, which move up during the exposure. Now, generally, you want a faster shutter speed to deal with any kind of camera shake, be it from when you're hand-holding the camera, and also any kind of subject movement as well. So a fast shutter speed will actually freeze motion for you, say a fast-moving bird or other animal and so forth, or maybe a car at a race. And a slower shutter speed, you will find you'll need in lower lighting situations. Okay, so if you're getting slower shutter speeds when you're shooting, then and you find you're getting blurred images, then you may well want to go to a tripod. Okay, so shutter speed is just how fast that shutter actually actions or actuates in the camera. Okay, we'll cover this in more detail with examples when I do the in the field videos as well. Now your ISO. Okay, now the ISO, this button here on the top on the 500D, again watch the tutorial videos if you're unsure, is the actual sensitivity of the sensor. And what I'll do is I'll show a couple of pictures in a moment at different ISO settings, and it's just going to be a picture of this camera that I'm actually recording the video on now at different ISO settings, so I'll show those in a few moments. Now your ISO actually turns up the gain or sensitivity of the sensor. Okay, makes it more sensitive to the light that you're using, be it artificial light or in daylight or so forth. Okay, now generally when you increase the ISO, what it will give you is an increased shutter speed as well. So say for example in aperture priority mode, if you're finding you've chosen your aperture for that depth of field that you want, maybe that nice full depth of field, so everything's in focus and you're finding, oh well, my shutter speed's a little bit slow. Okay, you could increase the ISO a couple of stops to actually increase the shutter speed to allow you to handhold if you like. Okay, so I'll show you those images now of different ISOs. Okay, and what we notice now, if we show an image at ISO 100, okay, it's quite clean looking. Okay, now if we go up through the range through ISO 200, okay, ISO 400, what you'll notice is the data that I'm showing on these images, the shutter speed's actually increasing, the aperture's going to remain consistent. Now, you'll also notice noise creeping in, and that's little coloured flecks, if you like, or a grainy look to the image. That may be something that you want in your image for creative or artistic purposes, and generally the higher ISOs, so going in, say, above 1600, 3200 and so forth, most certainly going up to 12800, you'll see more noise. Okay, in your image. It can sometimes save the day, allow you a fast enough shutter speed to get the shot, or to actually allow the camera to get enough light in to get the shot for you. So sometimes it's, the high ISO settings, whilst yes, they're noisy, if it means you're going to get the shot rather than not, then use it. That's what they're there for. Okay, and last we'll just have a quick talk on white balance. Now white balance goes off the colour temperature of the actual light that you're taking the picture in, or even in video. And the easiest way to show you is if I come over to the video camera, I'll make a small adjustment now to the white balance. I've currently got it set on tungsten, which is indoor lighting, generally desk lamps or overhead lighting. Normal household bulbs, the 40 watt bulb, 100 watt bulbs, that's considered tungsten light. It's quite a warm light. Now if I change the white balance on the video camera, okay, we'll see what effect that will have. So just one moment. Okay, now I've changed the white balance on the video camera, you'll notice it looks a lot more orange or yellowy, or even warmer, you may well hear it described as. Okay, changing the white balance on the 500D, you've got the white WB button on the back there. So I had previously set it on tungsten, which was the correct white balance for the lighting conditions. But now it's set actually on daylight or auto white balance, you get the same results, because on a lot of cameras it's quite bad when dealing with tungsten light. You get this yellow or orange tinge, if you like, on your images or your video. So this is why white balance is important. It makes the colour or the colour temperature correct for the conditions that you're shooting in. Again, there's no hard rules with all of this lot, which is one of the good things about photography. So that's just a quick introduction into aperture, shutter or shutter speed, ISO and white balance for you. Cheers, bye.